Thank you for joining us for another edition of Chicano Music Chronicles with Mark Guerrero. Mark Guerrero is a singer-songwriter and recording artist who's been making music since he was a teenager in East Los Angeles in the 60s as part of what has become known as the East Side Sound. He's the son of the late great father of Chicano music, Lalo Guerrero. Mark Guerrero, who has a degree in Chicano studies from Cal State Los Angeles, is dedicated to preserving the rich cultural heritage of Chicano music. And now, here's Mark Guerrero.
The focus of this edition of Chicano Music Chronicles is my dad, Lalo Guerrero, the father of Chicano music. He'll forever be known as the father of Chicano music because his musical career as a singer-songwriter produced a body of work of a quality, quantity, and diversity that is unparalleled. He wrote and recorded rancheras, boleros, Tex-Mex, música norteña, banda, cumbias, mambos, rumbas, Spanish language covers of American hits, swing, boogie-woogie, blues, rock and roll, songs of social relevance, as well as comedy, parodies, and children's music. As if all that weren't enough, he was a world-class vocalist who could have held his own with the best singers in mainstream American popular music. He also had that magic ingredient called charisma. There never has and never will be anyone like him. Since he passed away in 2005, before the inception of my radio show, I'm going to play and talk about some of his best recordings covering the span of his career. Let's get started with a song he wrote and recorded in the late 70s about his pride in being Chicano. It's called El Chicano.
Yo soy Chicano, señores. Nací al lado americano. Para México soy pocho, no me aceptan mis hermanos. Los gringos me discriminan como si fuera extranjero. A pesar de que esta tierra fue de México primero, este país es mi tierra. México es la de mis padres, pero la sangre que llevo es la de Benito Juárez. Yo soy purito chicano, de raza que no se raja. Mi madre nació en Sonora, mi padre fue de La Baja. Mis padres me inculcaron su cultura desde chavo. No es mi culpa haber nacido al otro lado del Bravo. Me da mucho sentimiento que en México no me quieran, porque a México lo quiero más que a mi tierra. Como Emiliano Zapata y también Francisco Villa, yo soy revolucionario en este moderno día. Unidos a César Chávez, los mexicoamericanos luchamos por la justicia para todo el mexicano. Por mi educación bilingüe hablo chicano y gabacho. Ya se despide este pocho. Hasta luego, y ahí los guachos.
One of the things Lalo Guerrero is best known for is his pachuco music. He was the first artist to write and record using caló and pachuquismo in his music, first with his Trio Imperial around 1946 or 47, and with his Cinco Lobos circa 1949. This next song, Los Chucos Suaves, was recorded with the latter group. This song has quite a history. Los Chucos Suaves, along with several other Lalo Pachuco songs of the era, was revived in 1979 for the Luis Valdez play and movie Zoot Suit. In 1999, Lalo recorded a new version with a big band arrangement on his CD Vamos a Bailar Otra Vez. In 2003, he recorded yet another version at age 86 for Ry Cooder's Chavez Ravine album released in 2005. This song is and will always be hip. Here's Lalo's original version.
Póngase abusado, ya los tiempos han cambiado. Usted está muy agüitado y está buste atravesado. Antes se bailaba el swing, boogie woogie jitterbug. Pero eso ya torció y esto es lo que sucedió. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumban. Bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumban. Bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumban. Bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón.
Vamos a guarachar, pues, carnala. Nel, que swing. Nel, eso del swing ya chale, ve. Por derecho ya chale el swing, esa. Acá la buena rumba, ve.
Sábado en la noche yo me voy a borlotear con mi linda pachucona, las caderas a menear. Ella le hace muy de aquella cuando empieza a guarachar, y al compás de los timbales yo me siento petatear. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumban. Bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba. Bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón.
An interesting tidbit on the record you just heard. David Lopez, the sax player and arranger in My Dad Cinco Lobos, was the uncle of Cesar Rosas of Los Lobos. Coincidence in the band names? A definite maybe on that one. Next up is a song my dad wrote and recorded in 1965 during the miniskirt craze. It was a big hit for him and was later recorded by Los Johnny Jets, who had a huge hit with it in Mexico. Another point of interest regarding my dad's version is that there were two bands on this recording, the Conjunto of Los Hermanos Arellano and my teenage band, Mark and the Escorts. The Conjunto played the Norteño verses and we came in on the rock choruses. It wasn't cut and pasted together like many records today. Both bands were set up in the studio and played side by side, one after the other. I played lead guitar on the track on a 12-string Rickenbacker. I was 15 years old at the time. Here's La Mini Falda de Reinalda. Check it out.
Ahora sí se volaron la barda con
esa moda de las minifaldas no deja nada a la imaginación, pues si se agachan se les mira hasta la espalda. Tengo una novia que se llama Reinalda, también se pone ya su minifalda, y cuando pasa, compadre del alma, le juro que hasta la lengua se me escalda. Le canto así: Reinalda, Reinalda, quítate tu minifalda, cuando bailas a gogó y se te mira hasta la espalda. Reinalda, Reinalda, ya quítate tu minifalda, cuando bailas a gogó, gogó, hasta la lengua se me escalda. De las minifaldas es un problema poderse agachar. Para levantar algún objeto se sientan como helicóptero al aterrizar. Como te quiero, mi linda Reinalda, tienes los ojos color de esmeralda, y cuando te pones tu minifalda, pues quién te mira los ojos, Reinalda. Le canto así: Reinalda, Reinalda, ya quítate tu minifalda, que cuando bailas a gogó y se te mira hasta la espalda. Pero Reinalda, Reinalda, ya quítate tu minifalda.
Coming up is my favorite Lalo Guerrero rock and roll song. He wrote and recorded it in the mid-50s, probably around 1957. Definitely pre-Richie Valens. It was based on a Mexican children's rhyme used by kids while jumping rope. Tin marín de do pingüe cugaramagra tiriri fue. I once asked my dad what band was on the record, and his recollection is that it was recorded in a studio in South Central LA with black musicians. The title of the song is Tin marín de do pingüe. This one rocks as well as any mainstream English language rocker. Decide for yourself.
Pin marín de do pingüe, cugaramagara tiriri fue, de todas las muchachas que hay aquí, para el rock and roll te escojo a ti. El saxofón ya va a tocar, el pin marín de do pingüe, cugaramagara tiriri fue. Aguate, matari, leri, leri, le. Aguate, matari, leri, lero. A mí me encanta el matari, lero. Y la guitarra ya va a tocar el matarile, rile, rile, matarile, rile, rile. La vieja Inés que quería, quiero rock and roll, que sí señor, y no me importa a mí ningún color. El bajista de una vez nos va a tocar la vieja Inés. Dame un abrazo, por Dios te pido. para bailar el rock and roll contigo, porque tú eres la que yo he escogido. Con el pin marín de Don Pingüe, jugaramagaratidrifue.
This next record was my dad's first solo recording. He had previously made many recordings as lead singer with the Trio Imperial on Imperial Records. Now it was time to step out and be a solo artist for the first time in his career. The song was written by the legendary Mexican composer Agustín Lara. This recording demonstrates what a great vocalist Lalo Guerrero was, particularly in his prime. Here's Pecadora.
Divina claridad, la de tus ojos, de afanos como gotas de cristal, uvas que se humedecen con sollozos, sangre y sonrisa juntas al mirar. Sangre y sonrisa juntas al mirar. ¿Por qué te hizo el destino pecadora? Si no sabes vencer el corazón, porque pretende odiarte quien te adora, porque vuelve a quererte quien te odió. Si cada noche tuya es una aurora, si cada nueva lágrima es el sol, ¿por qué te hizo el destino pecadora? Si no sabes vender el corazón. Es el sol, ¿por qué te hizo el destino pecadora? Si no sabes vender el corazón.
Lalo Guerrero is also known for his great comedy recordings. Some are parodies, others simply humorous songs. Here's a parody he wrote, I think in the late 70s, and first recorded in 1981. It's based on the Italian O Sole Mio, which was later given an English language lyric to become It's Now or Never. You may remember Elvis Presley's version of that. My dad turned it into a parody called There's No Tortillas. It became a very popular concert song for him throughout his career. Interestingly enough, backing Lalo on this track are David Hidalgo and Conrad Lozano of Los Lobos, a couple of years before their major label record deal that launched their career. Here's There's No Tortillas.
I love tortillas, and I love them dearly. You'll never know just how sincerely I love the corn ones
también de harina. But when my wife calls out from la cocina, there's no tortillas, there's only bread. There's no tortillas, and I feel so sad. My grief I cannot hide. There's no tortillas for my refried. Without tortillas, there would be no burritos. Without the corn ones, there would be no fritos. I love to hold them tenderly and fold them. Oh, how I dread to eat with bread, believe me. There's no tortillas, there's only bread. There's no tortillas, and I feel so bad. My grief I cannot hide. There's no tortillas for my refrains.
Lalo Guerrero could make you laugh with a song like There's No Tortillas, but he also had a serious side and a social conscience. He wrote songs about the braceros, immigration, and other issues relevant to the plight of the Chicano and the Mexicano. He also wrote and recorded homenajes, or tributes, to many heroes, such as the fallen journalist Ruben Salazar, Robert Kennedy, farm worker labor leader Dolores Huerta, and of course, the great Cesar Chavez. Cesar, who rallied the farm workers in the 60s and formed their first union, the United Farm Workers Union, was the subject of my dad's El Corrido de Delano. At a tribute to Lalo Guerrero at the McCallum Theater in Palm Desert, California in 1992, Cesar said that my dad's music was an inspiration to him and the union during their struggle. Here's El Corrido de Delano.
Más o menos se levantó nuestra gente en los campos de Delano pidiendo mejores sueldos por trabajar el terreno. Estado de California, en el condado de Kern, escucharon las palabras, ándale paisano, ven a ingresar al sindicato, nos irá mucho más bien. Porque salimos en huelga, no es pa' que el mundo se asombre, esto lo decía un joven, César Chávez es su nombre. Solo pedimos lo justo,
y la dignidad del hombre. Estado de California en el Valle San Joaquín. Llamó tanto la atención este famoso motín que vinieron senadores a ver si le hallaban fin. Murphy, Kennedy vinieron a consultar nuestra gente. Escucharon las demandas y se fueron muy conscientes de que se trata de un pueblo trabajador y decente. Con el estandarte hermoso de nuestra guadalupana van marchando a Sacramento nuestra gente mexicana a luchar por sus derechos. Dios bendito, a ver si gana.
In 1965, my dad took my teenage band, Mark and the Escorts, into Jimmy Jones' studio in Pasadena to back him on his next single on Colonial Records. It was a rock song about the new long-haired generation. I'm playing lead guitar on my 1961 Fender Esquire guitar that I wish I still had. The song was recorded on a two-track tape machine with no overdubs. My dad sang in his best rock voice live with the band. I think we all rock this one. Here's Los Greñudos.
Ahora sí que regaron el engrudo con esa nueva moda de andar todos greñudos. Hasta los hombros se lo dejan crecer. Ya casi ni se sabe el que es macho o es mujer. Pues verán que la otra noche, caminando por la calle, por detrás yo divisé, pero muy bonito talle. Pantaloncito ajustado y un saquito muy cortito, su pelo largo ondulado, yo lo seguí cual corderito. Me acerqué poquito a poco por darle un beso, cuando le salió una voz de barítono muy grueso. Ay, ¿qué te pasa? ¿Que estás loco?, me dijo. Y yo sentí gran desconsuelo. Le dije, no, chiquito, anda, vete a hacer el pelo. ¿No ves que te pueden confundir con uno de esos raros que luego andan por allí? Y un accidente te puede suceder por andar con el pelo igual que una mujer. A los virus les debemos esta moda del greñero, y los que la están pagando son los pobres peluqueros.
One of my dad's most famous songs is Nunca Jamás. It's a standard in Mexican music. He wrote it in the late 50s, and it was first recorded by the legendary Mexican trio, Trio Los Panchos. It was a big hit for them, and the song lives on to this day. It's also been recorded by the legendary Mexican crooner, Javier Solís, and the great José Feliciano. Here's Lalo Guerrero's version, recorded in the mid-60s, Nunca Jamás.
jamás pensé llegar a quererte tanto. Nunca jamás pensé llegar a quererte así. Nunca jamás pensé derramar mi llanto por un amor que había de pagarme así. Sé que te vas, porque tú ya no me quieres. Piénsalo bien, porque me matarás. Odíame, miénteme, pégame y mátame si quieres, pero no me dejes, no, no me dejes nunca jamás. Te vas porque tú ya no me quieres. Piénsalo bien, porque me matarás. Olvídame y miénteme. Pégame y mátame si quieres, pero no me dejes. No, no me dejes.
This next record is one of my favorites. It shows how Lalo is just as great singing in English. He wrote and recorded the song in the mid-50s, inspired by an article in the newspaper about a woman named Bridie Murphy, who believed she had been reincarnated. This song is done in the 50s doo-wop style. It reminds me of maybe an Elvis Presley record with the Jordanaires singing backup, and just as good. Check out Do You Believe in Reincarnation?
Do you believe in reincarnation? That you have lived in the days of yore? It must be true, baby, I remember you. Haven't I loved you somewhere before? Was it in France in the days of Napoleon? Or was it England in 1604? Were you a queen, baby? Because I know I've seen those lovely eyes of yours somewhere before. Was it on the banks of the Nile? Or was it in old Tripoli? Put me in a trance for a while. It'll all come back to me. I loved you then and I love you now. And when I die, I'll be born again. I won't despair, baby, I'll find you somehow. And then I'll love you all over again. Was it on the banks of the Nile? Or was it in old Tripoli? Put me in a trance for a while. It'll all come back to me. I loved you then and I love you now. And when I die, I'll be born again. I won't despair, baby, I'll find you somehow. And then I'll love you all over again. Yes, I'm gonna love you all over again. I'm gonna love you all over again.
I picked this next song because it's a great example of how my dad could write and sing in virtually every style. This next song is my favorite Lalo Guerrero salsa recording. In those days, they didn't call it salsa. It was called tropical. You'll notice that he puts on a convincing Cuban accent and style. Get ready to shake your hips to Manzanita.
Me dicen madrugador, me levanto de mañana, a ver si puedo comerme una preciosa manzana. Y me han dicho por allí que es fruta prohibida, pero me la he de comer aunque me cueste la vida. Pero qué linda mi manzana, qué bonita manzanita, mira cosa buena, qué linda mi manzana. La manzana que yo quiero está en el cercado ajeno, pues qué culpa tengo yo que a mí me guste lo bueno. Si por morder la manzana ha de costarme la vida, aunque después me la quiten, le de pegar su mordida. ¡Ay, qué linda manzanita! Yo me la he de comer. ¡Ay, sí, mi mamita! ¡Qué linda mi manzana! De un poco de tiempo que yo me desesperaba, por fin mordí la manzana que tanto me provocaba. Se me acabó la ilusión, se fue junto con el viento, pues la mentada manzana tenía un gusano por dentro. Ay, mira, no sea mala. Ay, mira, manzanita. Ay, no, no me engañes. Qué mala mi manzana.
This next record is a comic song, but with a serious intent. It's sometimes more effective to make a point using humor because it's easier for the audience to take in the message. A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down, they say. This song was always a hit whenever we performed it. It has also been used by actors' organizations to make the point that Latinos are not fairly represented in film and television. I'm sure the same can be said for the recording industry. The song is No Chicanos on TV.
I think that I shall never see any Chicanos on TV. It seems as though we don't exist, and we're not ever even missed. And yet we buy and buy their wares, but no Chicanos anywhere. The situation comedies, the Jeffersons and the Cosbys, just change the channel and you get Arnold and Webster on the set. Their TV families are white, but not a Mexican in sight. There are Chicanos in real life, doctors, lawyers, husbands, wives. But all they show us
on TV are illegal aliens as they flee, or some poor cholo that they bust flat on his face, he's eating dust. Don't buy the product if you see no Chicanos on TV. Huggies has its three babies, white and black and Japanese. Chicano babies also pee, but they don't show them on TV.
Lalo Guerrero recorded over 400 songs. Including his children's recordings, it would be over 700 songs. He wrote about half of them. I've given you a small sample and a kind of cross-section of his music, music that will live on for future generations. I'll continue to do all I can to keep the flame burning, believe me. This last song for today's show is maybe my dad's greatest song. What's amazing is that he wrote it when he was in his 70s. It's about his barrio, where he was born and grew up, Barrio Libre, now called Barrio Viejo in Tucson, Arizona. It's a soulful and poetic song, which would bring tears to his eyes every time he sang it. In 2003, he recorded a beautiful version of the song for Ry Cooder's latest album, Chavez Ravine. It featured the accordion of the legendary Flaco Jimenez. It's a perfect way to close this glimpse of Lalo Guerrero's great musical legacy. Here's the magnificent Barrio Viejo.
Viejo barrio, barrio viejo, solo en lugares parejos, donde un día hubo casa, donde vivió nuestra raza, solo quedan los escombros de los hogares felices, de las alegres familias, de esa gente que yo quise. Por las tardes se sentaban afuera a tomar el fresco, yo pasaba y saludaba, y aparece que oigo el eco. Está doña Juanita, buenas tardes Isabel, hola, ¿qué dices Chanita? ¿Cómo está Arturo y Manuel? Viejo barrio, barrio viejo, que en mi infancia te gocé, y con todos mis amigos iba descalzo y a pie, de la Mayer hasta el hoyo, desde el hoyo hasta la sequía, la sequía hasta el río, ese era el mundo mío. Dicen que éramos pobres, pues yo nunca lo noté. Yo era feliz en mi mundo, de aquel barrio que adoré. Bonitas las serenatas a las 3 de la mañana, que le cantaba mi chata pegadito a su ventana. Por la calle del convento,
casa destruida quedó como monumento al gran amor de mi vida. Pobrecito viejo barrio, ¿cómo te debe doler cuando en nombre del progreso derrumban otra pared? Viejo barrio, barrio viejo, yo también ya envejecí. Se hace viejo, nadie se acuerda de ti. Vámonos muriendo juntos, que me entierren en tu suelo y seremos los difuntos. Rodeados de mil recuerdos.
You've been listening to Mark Guerrero's Chicano Music Chronicles, produced and hosted by Mark Guerrero. Executive producer, Frank Miranda. Production and imaging by David Tyler. For further information on this program, visit www.chicanomusicchronicles.com.